Lesson 4, Link Up. Linking up, or allowing words to run together, happens in two ways in English. Firstly, we link up a word which ends in a consonant sound to a word which begins with a vowel sound. Link up a word. Link up a word. Here, link ends in a consonant sound, k, and up begins with a vowel sound, a. So we link them together. It may help you to think that the k sound is attached to the a sound. Link up, link up. But be careful, because we don't say the k sound as strongly as in a word like kick. Link up, link up. Secondly, we link up a word which ends in a vowel sound to a word which begins with a vowel sound. To a word, to a word, to a word. Usually we put in an extra sound to help us to link up between vowels. For example, when we say tua, tua, to a word, we add a soft w sound between u and a. Tua, tua. Now let's practice the first kind of linking up. We've heard the last part of this dialogue before. Here's the first part where Patrick starts to tell Barry how to use a camera. Repeat. First of all. First of all. Now look, first of all. Open it up. Open it up. You open it up by pulling this knob. Put it in. Put it in. Then you have to put it in here. And after. And after. And after that, pull about. Pull about. You pull about 10 or 12 centimetres out. Centimetres out. End on. End on. And place the end on these little wheels. And place the end on these little wheels. Teeth in them. Teeth in them. They've got tiny teeth in them. They've got tiny teeth in them. Now listen to the real dialogue and notice the link-ups.
Okay, now look, first of all, you open it up by pulling this knob, right?
Right, okay.
Yeah. Then you have to put it in here, make sure it's sitting neatly, okay?
Well, yeah, I've got that.
Right. Now after that, you pull about, 10 or 12 centimetres out, not too much, and place the end on these little wheels here, see? See, they've got tiny teeth on them, and they go into the holes. You are with me?
Yeah, go on.
Now
let's practice the second kind of linking up, using the same dialogue. You already know that we add an extra sound to help us link together vowel sounds. Let's look, first of all, at where we add a w sound. Repeat after me. You open. You open. You open it up. You open it up. Go into. Go into. They go into the holes. They go into the holes. Go on. Go on. Yeah, go on. Yeah, go on. We also add two other sounds, y and r. Let's practice linking up with a y sound. The end. The end. Place the end on these little wheels here. Place the end on these little wheels here. Now let's look at linking up with a r sound. When we say the word here on its own, we don't pronounce the r sound. Instead, we say here, not here. But when the word following here begins with a vowel, we say the r sound and link the words together. Hieren. Hieren. Put it in hieren. Schuritz. Schuritz. Make sure it's sitting neatly. Make sure it's sitting neatly. Put it in here and make sure it's sitting neatly. Listen again to how Barry and Patrick link up in normal speech.
Okay, now look, first of all, you open it up by pulling this knob, right?
Right, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Then you have to put it in here, make sure it's sitting neatly, okay?
Yeah, I've got that.
Right. Now after that, you pull about, 10 or 12 centimetres out, not too much, and place the end on these little wheels here, see? See, they've got tiny teeth on them, and they go into the holes. You are with me?
Yeah, go on.
Repeat after me. Okay. Now look, first of all. Now look, first of all. You open it up by pulling this knob. You open it up by pulling this knob. Right? Right, okay. Then you have to put it in here. Then you have to put it in here. And make sure it's sitting neatly. And make sure it's sitting neatly. Okay? Yeah, got that. Yeah, got that. And after that, and after that, you pull about 10 or 12 centimeters out. You pull about 10 or 12 centimetres out. Not too much. Not too much. And place the end on these little wheels. And place the end on these little wheels here. See, they've got tiny teeth on them. See, they've got tiny teeth on them. And they go into the holes. And they go into the holes. You are with me? You are with me? Yeah, go on. Yeah, go We're going to practice all the ways of linking up. Listen to this dialogue. A shop assistant is trying to start a conversation with a student. Try and identify all the times that the speakers link up.
Do you mind if I sit down?
No. Go ahead.
Do you work around here?
No.
Oh, I do. I work in Centrepoint in a men's shop.
Oh. Is it any good?
Oh, it's not bad. It's a very busy shop. We're flat out all day.
Well, at least you wouldn't get bored.
No, there's no time for that. What do you do?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm a student.
Oh, really? Eddie, what are you doing?
Psychology.
Oh, psychology. That must be fascinating. I suppose you know all about people as soon as you meet them.
Well, not exactly. Actually, I haven't started yet. We start in March.
Ah, I see. Do you want a coffee or something?
No, thanks all the same. Actually, I think I'd better be off. Nice talking to you.
Yeah, it was.
Now repeat after me. Mind if I? Mind if I? Do you mind if I sit down? Do you mind if I sit down? Go ahead. Go ahead. Work around. Do you work around here? Do you work around here? Work in. Work in. I work in Centrepoint. In a men's shop. In a men's shop. I work in Centrepoint in a men's shop. I work in Centrepoint in a men's shop. Is it any good? Is it any good? It's a. It's a. It's a very busy shop. It's a very busy shop. Flat out all day. Flat out all day. We're flat out all day. We're flat out all day. I'm a student. I'm a student. What are you doing? What are you doing? Know all. Know all about people. As soon as. As soon as. Know all about people as soon as. I suppose you know all about people. As soon as you meet them. I suppose you know all about people as soon as you meet them. Not exactly. Not exactly. Actually, I haven't started yet. Start in March. We start in March. Want a coffee? Want a coffee or something? Do you want a coffee or something? Thanks all the same. Thanks all the same. Actually, I think I'd. Actually, I think I'd. Be off. be off. Better be off. Actually, I think I'd better be off. Okay. Well, now we'll see why linking up is so important. Listen to this student talking about his family.
I've got a big family, and I have my parents, my three brothers and one sister. My eldest brother has got married, and he has three children, and the eldest of our children is age 5 years old,
mm-hmm.
and he studied in the kindergarten.
mm-hmm.
And my father is a worker. He worked in the plastic factory, and my mother is just a housewife. And my eldest brother run a ready-made clothes shop.
Like many students, he leaves off the endings of some words, and this can lead to misunderstandings. Linking up helps us to pronounce the endings of words. Let's help him to pronounce his word endings. Repeat after me. Got a big family. I've got a big family. Three brothers and one sister. Three brothers and one sister. I've my parents, my three brothers and one sister. My eldest brother's got married. My eldest brother's got married. Got married and he has three children. My eldest brother's got married and he has three children. The eldest child is aged 5. The eldest child is aged 5. The eldest child is 5 years old. The eldest child is 5 years old and he studies in kindergarten. He studies in kindergarten. My father is a worker. Works in a factory. He works in a factory. My mother is just a housewife. Just a housewife. My mother is just a housewife. Runs a ready-made clothes factory. My eldest brother runs a ready-made clothes factory. Here's another dialogue about asking for directions. It will help you to practice word endings. Repeat after me. Well, go up George Street? No, up Elizabeth. Take a bus. Take a train from Town Hall? No, from Museum. Wait, you'll have to wait a long time? No, wait a few minutes. Get off at You get off at the next stop? No. Get off at Circular Quay. Walk, then you have to walk, walk a bit further. Now, listen to the dialogue.
Excuse me, can you tell me how to get to the Opera House?
Well, you go up,
up George Street?
No, up Elizabeth. Then take,
take a bus?
No, take a train from,
from Town Hall?
No, from Museum. You'll have to wait,
wait a long time?
No, wait a few minutes. You get off at,
get off at the next stop?
No, get off at Circular Quay. Then you have to walk,
walk a bit further?
Yes, just a bit. And then you'll see it,
see it on the right?
No, you'll see it on the left.
In fact, in spoken English, even when words aren't linked up, they tend to run together. When a word ending in a consonant sound is followed by a word beginning with a consonant sound, they can run together in two ways. Firstly, they can form a consonant cluster. For example, did you? Did you? Ja. Did you go to the student bookshop? Did you go to the student bookshop?
Did you get a good look at him?
Secondly, the consonant ending can be swallowed up in the beginning sound. We pronounce the ending very softly and the beginning more strongly. Student bookshop. Student bookshop. You can hardly hear the t sound in student. In fact, our tongue tip moves to the bony ridge behind our front teeth to make this sound. But we don't release the air trapped behind our tongue until we make the b sound. And that's why we can't hear the t sound very well. But remember, when there's a pause after a word which ends in a consonant, we release the air and we should be able to hear the sound. Be careful. Don't pronounce the final sound too strongly, like this student.
So every year I teach it maybe 400 classes and...
Did you notice he said teachy and 400? He should say, so every year I teach maybe 400 classes. I teach maybe 400 classes. Now, let's practice running consonant sounds together. In this dialogue, Sarah is complaining to the estate agent about the flat she is renting. Repeat after me. Try to pronounce the consonants in italics more softly and the underlined consonants more strongly. The consonant clusters are shown after a dash. Repeat. What can I do for you? What can? What can I do for you? I rent flat number 3. Flat number 3. I rent flat number 3. At 27... At 27 Military Road. It's not due yet. It's about the flat. It's about the flat. There's nothing. There's nothing. With that flat, with that flat. There's nothing wrong with that flat. If you'd. Just let me explain. If you'd just let me explain. Now, listen to the real dialogue and put in the link-ups.
Yes, what can I do for you?
Sarah Landon's my name. I rent flat number 3 at 27 Military Road.
Oh, yes. You here to pay the rent?
No, it's not due yet. It's about the flat. We've got a few complaints.
Complaints? There's nothing wrong with that flat. It's in perfect...
No, well, if you just let me explain...
Well, come on. We're pretty busy around here, as you can see.
Repeat the link-ups after me. Can I? Can I? What can I do for you? What can I do for you? It's about. It's about. It's about the flat. It's about the flat. Gotta. Gotta. We've got a few complaints. We've got a few complaints. Me explain. If you just let me explain. If you just let me explain. Come on. Come on. Well, come on. Well, come on. Busy around. We're pretty busy around here. We're pretty busy around here. Hear us. Pretty busy around here, as you can see. Pretty busy around here, as you can see. Well, that's enough practice for the moment. It's time to go on to the next lesson.